USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The number of canceled and delayed flights are piling up in the U.S. That's according to FlightAware, as the impacts of the winter storm are being felt at airports from coast to coast. Airports dealing with flight mare before Christmas include Chicago O'Hare, New York's LaGuardia, and Detroit. The brutally cold winter storm that's chilling much of the nation has turned deadly. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the Commonwealth has been affected.
We've now lost, we believe, two Kentuckians to this Arctic storm. We lost one in a vehicle accident in western Kentucky, and I believe we've lost one housing insecure individual in Louisville.
The National Weather Service in Buffalo, New York, calling the holiday storm a once-in-a-generation event. The House is approving a $1.7 trillion bill to fund the government through much of next year. Lawmakers passed the measure earlier today, just before night deadline, to avert a looming shutdown. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says it's unconscionable President Biden has yet to visit the southern border.
The fact that he doesn't go shows to me he's disconnected and he doesn't give a damn.
The Republican urged the president to go to the border to hear from the overwhelmed border agents and personnel. Republicans have criticized Biden for months due to the surge of migrants and the looming end of the Title 42 immigration policy. Meta will pay $725 million as part of a settlement in a case over user data. The agreement is aimed at resolving a case where Facebook's parent company was accused of giving third parties access to user data despite not having permission to do so. The situation dates back to when Facebook said 87 million users had their information shared with Cambridge Analytica. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is calling his trip to Washington, D.C. a very important benchmark. He met with President Biden and lawmakers earlier this week to secure more funding for Ukraine in its war against Russia. Speaking before the Conference of Ambassadors in Kyiv, Zelensky urged foreign partners who are ready to take the lead in implementing the Ukrainian peace formula. President Biden is giving tens of thousands of federal workers a nice holiday gift, a pay raise.
By executive order, the president's raising the pay of most civilian federal workers. It's an increase of an average 4.6% starting next month. That's a much bigger bump than the 2.7% hike of this year. In the past, Congress has legislated the federal pay raise, but it was not part of this year's omnibus spending package. The order also continues the freeze on pay for senior political appointees, including ambassadors who are not career diplomats. I'm Richard Johnson.
On the other side, the holidays aren't stopping rolling layoffs at Twitter. A former Twitter employee told CNN the layoffs saw the company's public policy team whittled down to about 15 employees before new owner Elon Musk took over. The public policy team employed over 60 people. The National Fire Protection Association wants to make sure everyone has a safe Christmas. The agency recommends people test the smoke alarms in their home before their guests arrive to make sure they still work. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.